gentlemen, boys and girls, pets and creatures of every make and model, fans of entertainment and shenanigans alike. Welcome back to Legends Podcast. I'm Beef.
And I'm John the Lobster. Fall back in time with Legends Podcast. All month long, we're talking about time travel, paradoxes, and one of those infinite time loop situations you might have heard about. Starring Andy Samberg and Kristen Milioti, Palm Springs premiered at the 2020 Sundance Film Festival, where Neon and Hulu reportedly paid $17.5 million and 69 cents for the Lonely Island-produced film's distribution rights, breaking the festival's record for its highest sale by 69 cents. Released in July 2020 on Hulu and in select drive-in theaters, Palm Springs broke Hulu's record for most watched original film and grossed over $160,000. Palm Springs was a critical success as well, with reviews praising the film's updated take on the classic Groundhog Day concept. Today, tomorrow, yesterday, it's all the same. This is Cronovember.
I don't know how this, I mean, this is such a simple concept that is, to me, this is finally done right. Like the Groundhog Day, I got it as a kid. I kind of liked it. But this is just enough rom-com and enough like tomfoolery in it. I don't know. It's great for me.
I love this movie. I know we had been kind of a fan of it since...
Like right away.
The trailer, right? Because I remember talking about the trailer and talking about the sale of the rights at Sundance. And being kind of into like that concept of film,
and the way that it starts, it starts out so smart. It doesn't. You don't have to go through his loop,
right?
Like you don't. They don't need that. They don't have to set that up with, you know, in the first 5 minutes, the way he's dancing through the crowd.
Sure.
You get it.
And the director kind of talks about that this movie is a sequel to his movie. Right? So, like, I think the director said he has been in the loop now for, like, 40 years. So he's lived a lifetime in this loop, and then she gets stuck with him, and that's our entry point as the audience. We enter through...
Wait a minute. You said 40 years?
That Niles has been
looping. Wow. I thought even if it was, like, say... 2 years, right? You did that for 700 and some odd days.
Uh-huh.
That would be enough to start losing your life,
right?
Because he forgot he had a dog. He couldn't remember what his job was. I mean, 40 years would be a staggering amount of time.
Right. So it's heavily implied, and the director has said that he has been in there so long, he's kind of forgot who he was.
Okay.
And... then you introduce her into it, Sarah, and she, the actress, the mother of How I Met Your Mother.
Okay, right? I didn't know that.
She's that person. We love her from the USS Callister Black Mirror episode and Fargo, and she's in an episode of Mythic Quest Raven's Banquet.
So good. I'm so happy you turned me onto that show. If you guys haven't seen that, please go watch that show.
So she's just a great actress. I love her in everything she does. But she is, like, this whole movie is perfectly cast. Andy Samberg has the perfect energy for Niles.
The dad, the mother. I mean, everybody is perfectly cast in this.
And of course, J.K. Simmons steals the movie.
Roy?
Roy, in like the three scenes that he's in. But again, like this movie is subtle in that it doesn't hit you on the head with it at first. But then once the loop starts and you realize exactly what's happening... and it's a Groundhog Day situation.
But they don't drag it through. Like, sometimes Groundhog Day's loops seem a bit long. Uh-huh. This, they're just like, if something gets screwed up, you can just kill yourself or go to bed. So, like, they keep resetting. I don't know. It makes it... I don't want to shit on Groundhog Day, but to me, Groundhog Day is just slower. It's obvious. Uh-huh. It's a Harold Ramis film, right?
Yeah.
So it's going to be slower.
You've... you like Edge of Tomorrow or Live, Die, Repeat, right?
Yes.
Which is the same concept, but with a war movie.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, you know, there are different ways you can play around with this. And some of our favorite shows have done time loop episodes as well. Like, it's a common thing to kind of do. And Star Trek has done this well. Even Discovery did it well in their first season. Legends of Tomorrow did a really good one. And there's another, I'm thinking of another show that just did one. But at any rate, this is just classic.
And they add the rom-com aspect to it as well.
Yes.
They go to, like, you know, talking about the difficulties of hooking up with people because it's only one day. And you know, they're like, oh,
you really
your dad.
Have to sell it quick.
Yeah, you know, your but dad, the joke of him being an equal opportunity lover.
Yeah, sure.
So great.
I mean, if you've been there for 40 years, you'll...
Fuck yeah.
You can only have so many firsts.
Right. 40 years. That blows my mind. Now, next, I'm going to watch this again this weekend and think about 40 years. Because honestly, I never thought more than like 5 years.
I mean, did he... he forget that he had a dog, or did he just not include the dog in whatever he's doing? Because he could have gone, got the dog, and put the dog in the cave, and then the dog could have looped with him, which probably would have freaked the dog out. So maybe he was like, just leave the dog out of it.
I guess, but does it... was he able to drive home? I guess he did make it to Equatorial Guinea.
They never say where he was from.
Right.
So I don't know.
And the loop has to be where you woke up that day.
Right. You always wake up in Palm Springs.
No.
Even if... Well, yeah, right. Like, Roy wakes
was
up
a
in
guest
Irvine.
That came late that night to the wedding, I'd imagine.
Yeah, he was from Irvine, California.
The way that... I can't even think of his name. Sandberg walks up and just grabs the drugs out of the dude's pockets. Got it.
Well, it's like... with everything, there's no consequences.
Absolutely
right?
Not.
If you've ever played Grand Theft Auto and just like skipped the
this
story and just been like, I'm just going to cause mayhem and steal a police car or steal a tank or steal a jetliner, like, and then you get the cheat codes and you can basically do anything, and then you get bored.
The montage is so perfect of that too, because they like see a plane go overhead and then they go get a plane and crash it, and like they learn the dance just to go into the bar and flip everybody off and break bottles on the way out. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. This movie is like the perfect rom-com time travel for me.
Yeah, it really does. But it has heart too.
Absolutely.
It is making you think about how someone else being a part of that experience makes it more enjoyable. And then if they're going to leave, you don't want to be alone.
Right. And I think he genuinely did love her, just like I think she loved him.
Yeah.
And she said it at the end, in case they die. I like that. I love that she was the one to figure it out.
Yeah. Blow yourself up inside the cave and you'll
get in the 3.2 seconds.
Yeah. You'll get pushed out. And there are some theories about this. A version of you is pushed out.
Yes.
Because we see in the end credits that a version of Niles is still in Roy's loop.
Did I not watch all the end credits?
Okay. So right after the credits roll, there's a scene with Roy at the wedding, and he says, I got your girl's message. Do you think it will work? And Niles is like, I don't know who you are.
Well, yes, a version of him is there because he was still there. So that that would make sense, because What's-His-Face is still living the day.
Right.
Roy is still living his day, so...
Correct. Yep, his loop.
Yeah, that's weird. I mean, they don't really get into a lot of the bigger, what's going on with the rest of the world.
They do say, like, I have thought about I have considered the nature of the multiverse or something like that.
Yes.
Is in there, so...
I mean, it's kind of what it'd have to be, right? I mean...
The fact that she kind of solves it with science.
I love that. She goes, well... She's waking up to horror every morning, even when she's having joyful times. Like, so I couldn't imagine that. Did you see that coming at all? The first time
the groom was in her shower?
There, she was in the groom's room.
Right, right. Yeah, I did not see it coming.
No.
The groom also is Superman from
what?
From the new CW shows. He plays Superman.
Oh, he's got abs for it.
Yep, so Wing would be proud of that. I love when he gets the fork in the face.
Oh my God, he's like, is there a fork in my face?
Is there a fork in my face? I love when the bride falls and breaks her teeth.
Oh, so brutal. I like.
And then like, well, in the next loop, she'll have her teeth back.
Right. Every time what's-his-face is under the water and the beer cans just come rocketing in.
Right, the depth charges. Yeah. Ba-coonk. There are so many great moments in this film. Again, I think so well cast, great lines, not all time travel stuff. There's a lot in here of just human comedy, I think, that works really well.
Yep.
A couple things I did want to mention. So there are some theories behind this film that Roy and Niles and Sarah are not the only people stuck in loops in here. Did you catch Nana?
What about her?
Okay. So Nana at the beginning says to Niles, I have been to a lot of weddings, more weddings than I can remember.
Okay.
And he says, oh, you'd be surprised. And then at the end, she goes up to Sarah after Sarah gives her speech and says, oh, I know you'll be leaving us soon.
Huh.
And so there is some theories that Nana is herself a resident of the time loop.
So she's just in there enjoying her years.
So at some point she got stuck in the loop and she just goes through it. Also, there are theories that Nana is Sarah, and that as she ejected herself from the timeline, she may have inadvertently sent a version of herself backwards in time and become her own grandmother. I think that's a little far-fetched, but I think there's evidence that that Nana or other characters could also be living in the time loop.
Now I gotta, fuck. Now I'm going to be picking over the holidays when I don't go by family, social distancing holidays. I'm going to watch this a handful more times because it's a bake your noodle time travel movie, but fun and light and awesome. And so now if they've stitched that stuff in as well, I'm really going to go back.
The bartender, Daisy, is also very bored and disinterested in everything that's happening around her. So she seems very kind of jaded and she's seen it all. I don't know if that's just a choice of to show that, real people act the way Niles does, kind of tuned out and not invested in the moment.
Right.
But she also says she hit somebody with her car, but she's not really concerned about the consequences.
Well, crazy people sometimes are crazy.
Yep. And then there's the theory that the dinosaurs are actually real because they could have been stuck in the time loop themselves at some point if the cave was open millions of years ago.
Oh, yeah. The dinosaurs went in there and never got out. Yeah, exactly.
And they appear. Yep.
I didn't think about that, but it makes sense. They stumble on the light 65 million years ago.
Or they just, during a previous earthquake, fell in the crack in the ground or whatever.
But yeah, they would just relive that day for 65 million years or whatever and still be here. Wouldn't matter if we built a freaking resort in there.
Yep. And there are also real life dinosaur statues in that part of California that may have inspired that scene, but the director is also a big Jurassic Park fan. So he was like, yeah, dinosaurs.
I mean, why not?
Right, if you're going to direct a movie. This is the directorial debut of Max Barbacow, And it is written by Andy Ciara, who wrote this in film school. He wrote this the first draft in film school. Just like our man who did the Velocipaster. That was a film school project as well. So kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what else I can say about this movie other than I really freaking love it.
It's just a fun, enjoyable film. Of course, we love it because it's a time travel movie.
Right.
But it's enjoyable to watch just on all. It's pretty to look at as well.
The random, like, dart stuff and, like, the outside getting out to the bar. And I don't know. She's going to go smash the car. He unbuckles his seatbelt and puts his head against thing.
I'm preparing for a quick death.
What are you doing? I'm preparing for a quick death. Yeah. Pain is real.
Yeah. No, they make that point, and it's really important that, you know, you can die, but you have to die. Right.
Yeah, when like Roy sat in the ICU for whatever.
They wouldn't let me sleep. They were afraid I would slip into a coma.
So bad.
And there's my boy watering dog shit.
I love it. I love that. I forgot about that joke. It's so simple and dumb.
Tending to his turd.
Right. Tending to something, but because you realize if that's the day you're living, how dumb you would think your kid is if he's been in it for 40 years, right?
Seeing the same thing. Right?
His kid's watering a turd.
And it definitely makes you think philosophically, if you had to live a day over and over again, and that was your reality, how would you enjoy it? Like, would you go insane? Would you, like, what different things would you try to find joy?
I think I would, after a while, look at it how you said before, like a Grand Theft Auto, right? Because, I mean, after a while, you'd get bored doing the normal shit, laying around the beach and drinking Mai Tais and having a vacation, because you have a 40-year, everyday resets vacation.
Yeah. Well, he does make a point, Niles says. He's like, if you do that, yes, time resets, but you remember. You remember what you've done.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a morality question, too.
I didn't mean necessarily, like, murdering a bunch of people. Going on.
Well, I think it's implied that he does. The fact that he knows Spuds, because Spuds has machine guns and C4 and rocket launchers and stuff like that. And that's, it's kind of implied that he got weapons from Spuds and probably killed everyone at the wedding at some point, just to, like,
I probably would have if I was stuck there at any wedding I've ever been to for 20 years. Actually, there's probably one or two I wouldn't have, but most weddings have too much family in them,
right?
Family.
And then who do you, if you can bring someone in the loop with you, who would it be?
See, that's even the fact that they touched on that he didn't advertently bring her in, and he only brought him in when they were all fucked up on drugs, and he's like, this is the greatest day ever, man.
Who's in there? Your ancestors. What? The answers. That's not the same thing. That's
not even close. But he did try to stop him. He's like, no, don't go, and he falls over.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't think you could bring anybody. I don't think you should bring anybody.
Right.
But
yeah,
I know you'd want to.
Sure.
I mean, because otherwise you just go batshit crazy by yourself.
Sure.
40 years, man.
Yeah.
Should we rate this puppy?
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think of anything else to say other than I love this, like, type of movie. Like, I love that time travel, you can do almost any genre with. And one of the things I love about doing Chronovember is kind of skipping around to different types of time travel stories that use time travel in different ways, but also like different genre pieces. Like, I think of Time Crimes as like a serial killer slasher movie with time travel. And this is a romantic comedy, and Edge of Tomorrow is a war movie. And there's so many great, Hot Tub Time Machine last week, hell, is, just all kinds
of stupid comedy.
Stupid comedy. So it's cool that we can talk about these.
Ignoring the past means you're destined to rate this movie. For Palm Springs, are we going legendary?
We all have an Irvine.
Legend of its time.
Legend of time travel.
Cult legend.
All right, here we go. There once was a wedding on repeat. Attempts to escape kept ending in defeat. At the end of the day, Niles just had to say, Sarah, you make my loop complete. Boom.
Nerd. That's pretty good. Awesome.
Hashtag time loop goals.
Entertaining.
That's a good leg.
Mabel.
I think your best bet is to just learn how to suffer existence.
Forgettable.
Wasting your time.
Abysmal.
Facepalm.
Spring Breakers D&D.
Love, wedding, repeat. That's a Netflix movie.
Shut up, really?
No, yeah. Netflix did one where it's basically this movie, mm-hmm. But not nearly as good.
With a side of nostalgia, guilty pleasure, tingle, barf, tears.
With a side of Orchid Explosion by Fournier.
Love it. All right. I think I'll jump the gun on this. From everything to him knowing his girlfriend is cheating on him with the DJ and all that, and them setting up one dude.
It's the DJ at one point, and then isn't it the officiant at a different point? And
yeah.
Isn't it always somebody different?
Oh, no, I don't know. I thought maybe. See, another thing I got to watch for.
No, you're cheating on me, silly.
And then when he repeats everything, oh my God. Yeah. This movie is legendary. It's, in my mind, okay. It is We All Have an Irvine. Granted, I've only seen it twice, but I can't stop smiling through the whole thing. And even at the painful parts, you're like, I know it's got to get better. It's a time travel movie.
Yeah.
So, legendary. We All Have an Irvine with a side of... Nice. Orchid Explosion by Fournier. It's so great how they use that, too. It's like Chekhov's Orchid Explosion by Fournier.
It absolutely is. It absolutely is.
Lobster, what say you for Palm Springs?
I'm going to go cult legend. I don't know if this one has gotten as much attention as it deserves.
Probably not.
I think it's a casualty of coronavirus.
Yep.
That it didn't get a cinematic run. I think it actually could have done very well in theaters. But on the other hand, it's kind of the perfect quarantine movie because yesterday, today, tomorrow, it's all the same.
That's what I'm telling you. Tomorrow is going to be today.
Yeah. And that's like, it makes complete sense for basically being stuck living the same thing over and over again if you're lucky with someone else in the house
that you can, like, that you care about too.
Right, that you care about. Yeah, exactly. So I think this is a cult legend. I think we will come back to this and we will encourage other people to get back to this as kind of a fun, enjoyable time travel film.
And I may have jumped the gun by going legendary, but that's how I feel about it. You're probably right. It is more a cult legend, but...
Nope. I fully admit that cult legends are just legendary films that not everyone has seen.
All right. Last word on Palm Springs, my friend.
Pizza floaty.
Oh, God, I got nothing. I want to edit something in there.
I just love when the family comes back at the end. They're like, who the fuck are you?
I guess they come back November 10th.
Yeah. We got to... shit. Beef, what time is it?
No. Time.
All right. So, box office results. A lot of new films opening this week. We had, I want to say, 1, 2, 3, a bunch of re-releases.
I would have went to see Guardians of the Galaxy, maybe.
Right. So, Guardians of the Galaxy was re-released. Toy Story and Elf all got re-releases. But audiences got freaky this weekend, Beef. They got freaky. They saw the Blumhouse. The reports are that it is very good, that it may be the best slasher film in years.
Stop it.
Reviews were overwhelmingly positive for the Blumhouse body swap horror comedy Freaky, which took in $3.7 million, which is pretty much on par with what films have been getting.
I don't believe you, I think. I don't.
You don't believe?
Oh, my God.
Should we go to the Rotten Tomatoes?
85 and 81 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
People liked it.
Okay. Well, you know what?
People liked it.
I will.
Certified fresh, baby.
slap a sticker on it. Roll it out. Maybe. I don't know. Horror films don't do as much when you don't have someone watch them with, you know?
Yeah, but we looked at the trailer for this, and we thought it looked promising.
Yeah,
so.
But it kind of looked more comedy, I guess.
Yes. It is definitely a comedy.
Okay.
For sure. Yeah. So, with that being said, that was the box office. The top five news stories for the week. I get the pleasure of starting us off. This is a first look at Nobody. This is an action movie starring Bob Odenkirk, who plays Saul Goodman. And this is about a man who is a former violence addict who settled down as a family man, and then his family is victim to a home invasion. And so this kind of sets him off on a tear, like the Punisher. He goes on a mission of revenge, and then it kind of backfires and puts his family in greater jeopardy. So it's basically like middle-aged John Wick.
That sounds, I like Bob Odenkirk, and he's good in everything that he's done so far that I've seen. And this still shot that is in this kind of looks like, he almost looks like David Duchovny.
With
5 o'clock shadow, and he's stabbing the hell out of somebody. So, he learned some martial arts for this and shit, so it should be kind of cool.
And this is coming out in theaters, I guess, February 19th from Universal.
Theaters will be closed by then.
Yeah, but wherever movies are sold at that point.
True.
But
all right, we got a pile of stuff here from DC. Wayne could not be with us, otherwise he would be chatting about this, or we would have made him anyways. Suicide Squad adds Sylvester Stallone to its lineup. Confirmed by James Gunn on Instagram. Apparently, people are thinking he might voice King Shark. I thought we knew the voice of King Shark.
We had surmised that it would be James Agee, who's a funny guy.
Hey, funny guy.
Right? Agee. No, wait, Steve Agee, not James. James Gunn. Steve Agee.
A guy? I don't know.
A dude, a man. but remember, Sylvester Stallone was in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. So he's a James Gunn regular at this point.
I guess James Gunn does that with all of his people. So
sure.
Orange is the New Black star Daniel Brooks joins HBO Max's Suicide Squad spinoff Peacemaker.
Right.
This is still way too early to really, have much.
Yeah, don't know who she's going to play.
Yeah.
But there you go.
See, every time I read stuff about this, now I'm excited because HBO Max has been doing a lot of things that I like, but it's so far away, right? I mean, by the time we get this, it's going to be at least another year.
Will it happen? Will it not happen? We don't know.
Yeah, I'm excited, though, because I like I said, the Max has been doing me well.
Good.
And Wonder Girl TV series with Latina lead from Daylan Rodriguez.
And Berlanti coming to the CW. So CW is just cranking stuff out.
So they're, what are they? They're on like a 5 or 7 season roll, and then they kill one or two and bring a couple more in?
Yeah, nice. I think that's fair. I mean, we talked, I think, a couple weeks ago about The Flash maybe being on the way out and a couple of the others. But, yeah.
So now, is this going to be a new origin story type thing, or...?
Yeah, I don't know. So Wonder Girl is kind of a Wonder Woman spinoff. I don't know the comic mythology.
Okay.
I would leave that to somebody like Wing to explain. But yeah, I think it is cool.
Gotcha. Sounds like, Bat Boy.
All right. So if it weren't for a couple other factors, I would have made this the number one news story of the week.
Wait a minute. I have to ask a question. Did you have this in the notes all night?
What?
The third story.
Yeah.
I somehow blew right by this before when I was reading the notes.
Oh, and I posted this in the group me like days ago.
This is amazing. Go on. Yeah. I'll shut up.
Yeah. Okay. So Darkwing Duck is getting a reboot on Disney Plus. So for those of you who don't know, John O. Lobster is a huge fan of the classic Disney afternoon lineup. Darkwing Duck, Goof Troop, DuckTales Tailspin, Gargoyles especially, one of my all-time fave shows of all time. But Darkwing Duck is right up there. So there were a few Darkwing Duck episodes that they did on the new DuckTales, but they're giving Darkwing Duck his own series. It's not clear whether it will be a spinoff of the established storyline from the DuckTales show or a new show, but I am super stoked for this to be a thing.
Don't forget that they have the, they don't, I'm sorry, this is blasphemy, but Hulu, I believe, is bringing back the Animaniacs and
Pinky and the Brain. Yep. So that's a big deal. So yeah, everything old is new again. What is awesome for Disney Plus is they have now been around for a full year. We hit their 1 year anniversary last week, and they also hit 73 million subscribers.
I think if memory serves, this was like their 5 year goal.
Yeah, that's basically what, yeah.
I mean, I'm not even kidding. I think that's what it was. And I'd like to know what the increase from 8 months ago today when we got locked down.
Right.
You know, yeah, or nine months ago when civilized places got locked down or whatever.
Sure, sure. So that is good news for Disney Plus. Apparently, this has like fundamentally changed how their company operates. They fully thought that Disney Plus was going to be an afterthought.
Oh, yeah.
And it is now the game, basically. Because that's really the only place they can push out new content. They're not pushing it to theaters.
They can't have their cruise ships. They can't have their theme parks. They can't, I mean, this machine needs to work. And so far, they keep pumping it, juicing it with money. 73 million subscribers, even if they get the Buco deal you got at $2 or $3 a month, that's still...
And I've only got 2 years left on that, so...
Yeah, but that's still $150 million a month.
Yep, yep.
That's crazy. And what else is crazy? And not that big of a stretch, Chris Pratt to reprise his role as Star-Lord in Thor, Love, and Thunder.
Right.
They were kind of buddy-buddy and not buddy-buddy at the same time.
Yeah, they were setting up the Asgardians of the Galaxy.
Yes, exactly. So, I mean, I'm excited for this. This is still feels like forever away because, I mean, we still haven't seen anything.
We got no MCU films this year.
Yeah, zero. Mm-hmm. And which is sad. I want my Black Widow at home. I don't think we're going to get it, but I think if they're going to break on any of them, it might be that one.
Well, I'll tell you something later on, but we are going to get some MCU early next year.
We're going to get WandaVision, what is that, January 15th, I believe it is. And I'm excited to see this, but I don't know. It's like, it seems all super trippy. Like, I want, I don't know, are they in a simulation? Are they whatever? I don't fucking know. I don't know.
Yeah, I think at this point, give me any Marvel Cinematic Universe content.
Yes.
So it's been a year and a half since Endgame. I think we're ready for it.
Yeah, thank God it all got, like Wing always says, thank God it all ended when it did.
When it did, because it's not going to see that again for a while. So, the number one news story, and you'll know why this is number one, because I have talked about it ad nauseum for forever. HBO Max launched today on Amazon Fire.
At time of recording, November 17th, 2020, thank Crom. Lobster now has the app that he can jam out. I love it.
I set it up already. We actually had bought a new Fire Stick.
Good.
We put the old one in the bedroom, and that had an old Roku that wasn't even really supported anymore. And then we put the older Fire Stick in the bedroom. The new Fire Stick is in the living room, and it now has HBO Max all set up and logged in.
Shiny.
For us, so we kind of went through the list and talked about some stuff we'll want to check out, so we're excited for that.
I have some stuff later in what we've been watching that you are going to want to have a pen
good.
Ready
yeah.
for.
Yeah, good. Awesome. So that brings me to Warner Brothers and the question of what to do with one of their blockbuster films
major movies
that is currently scheduled for release on Christmas Day. Wonder Woman 1984.
Feels like time travel. This movie keeps jumping around too.
Yeah. And they changed the release date twice, I believe. It was going to be a summer movie. They moved it to early fall and then finally to Christmas. And they apparently are thinking about releasing it in some theaters and then putting it on streaming, putting it on HBO Max. Basically, the other thing that you have to kind of understand with Warner Brothers, and we touched on this quite a bit last week when we talked about Johnny Depp getting fired from Fantastic Beasts, that the ownership of Warner Brothers has changed. It is now owned by AT&T. They have done a lot of higher level executive changes in the company. We also talked about how DC Comics was affected. I don't have this in news notes. Rumors circulating that DC Comics publishing may change drastically. So basically, the thing that you have to know is that the new ownership of Warner Brothers does not have the same loyalty to the established media, right? Film, publishing, cinematic releases. So here's my thought. I don't think it's outside the realm of possibility that we could get Wonder Woman 1984 this year. My Warner Brothers, if you're listening, here's my suggestion. Release it everywhere. Put it in theaters, put it on premium video on demand, and put it on HBO Max on the same day. Christmas, December 25th. Let this be your gift to the world. And that is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You will never have the chance to do this with a movie again. Basically, to simultaneously release it everywhere and reap the most earnings wherever you can get them. Are they going to do that? Probably not.
It's bold.
But
I mean,
it's bold
as
for
someone
sure.
who wants all my shit at home, I would love this. Because I know, I mean, our theater is going to be open at Christmas. I doubt it, right? Most places are shutting down, even in hardcore open states.
And are you going to go?
Right.
Or are you going to stay home with your family?
I would pay, though. I have HBO Max.
Yeah.
But if this came out, and if it didn't come out on HBO Max, I would give them the $20 or whatever it would be, or $30 to see it that day. Fuck it, I'd buy it that day. And then in 6 months when they tell me those rights aren't right, then I'd at least have helped them.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know with this one.
We know it's going to be good.
It's not going to have competition.
Right.
So if you did it then that way, you literally are immediately the most talked about movie and the most sort of in demand movie that day.
And if it dropped even say Christmas Eve, you can't tell me a shit ton of families wouldn't sit around the fire and the old boob tube box and watch this even if they had to pay for it.
And here's the thing with holiday releases. It's not December 24th. It's not even December 25th, although my best man, Jay, who is Jewish, says that the stereotypes are true. They go to movies on Christmas, like his family. That's their tradition.
Well, nothing else is open.
But I think it's December 26th, December 27th, December 28th, December 29th, December 30th. When you are sick to death of your family, what do? You go to the movies or you put a movie on TV. And listen, I think that's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for them to really capture the market in a way that nobody else can.
Well, it depends how broke they are, I guess. But yeah, I'd pay for it.
Well, remember, Warner Brothers released Tenet.
Oh,
and their
yeah.
plan was to ride the box office and basically play a numbers game. And it didn't have to earn $100 million in one weekend if it could earn $10 million in 10 weekends and so on. But it didn't. Like, it fizzled. And I don't think they can play the same game with Wonder Woman. So,
and they can't keep kicking the can down the stream.
Correct.
I mean, right. I'm starting to lose interest. I've already forgotten about movies I wanted so bad from last year. Quiet Place 2.
Oh, don't worry. The new trailers will remind you. I'm sure we'll talk about
it. Yeah, but I'm not going to want to go out still, I don't think.
No. Until we get the vaccine.
Anyways, quick hits, honorable mentions, dismentions, ping pong mentions.
Yes.
Lego Masters. This is something you liked from last year, wasn't it?
I love it. Yeah,
season 2
so good.
From Fox.
Make sure you check this out. It's on Hulu.
Oh, it is. Well, hang on. Yeah. Adding to list of TV, which I have accumulated for later in the show.
Right. So definitely check out Lego Masters. Will Arnett will come back as the host. So that is super exciting.
Space Force renewed for season 2 at Netflix. And Woke renewed for season 2. I have not started Woke yet, but it's in my queue. I know you said you liked it.
I did.
What about Space Force?
I could have taken or left a season 2 of this one. But maybe it'll be like The Office and get better in the second season.
Maybe.
All right. The next story. We don't normally talk about book news on here, like publishing, but Quentin Tarantino made a 2-book deal for a novelization of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood that he's going to write, and a 70s movie deep dive of cinema speculation. That's exciting.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Remember, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood was his 9th film. So in theory, he has one movie left before he retires from directing altogether. And people have started to wonder, what will his next act be? Maybe it's publishing.
I mean, writing a book has got to be somewhat like writing a script. Not the same, but it's, you know, it's still assessing out a story, doing stuff like that, dialogue.
Right. And I think the thing with Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is he had written so much backstory on Rick Dalton and Cliff Booth that he wants to put that down on paper.
I got you. Something that I don't think should be put down on paper or film or digital.
Just let it die a quiet death.
Scorpion King reboot in the works from Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Danny Garcia's $7 Productions and Universal. Straight out of Compton Scribe, though.
Let's talk about...
The Scribe is good. I like The Scribe.
Okay, who's writing?
The guy from Straight Out of Compton, because that was good. Jonathan Herman.
Let's talk about Scorpion King. Real talk. Are you a fan of the Mummy movies? I think you are, right? With Brendan Fraser.
I think I liked them. The first one wasn't bad. They successively got worse, if memory serves.
And then the Scorpion King.
Yes. He, wasn't he in the third one or something?
He was in the second one, and then they created his own spinoff.
Was he actually in it? Was The Rock, the Scorpion King, in the second one?
I do believe so.
Okay, I remember the CGI was horrible.
Sure.
I don't know. I could take her. I'm not going to. Unless this looks stunning, I'm not interested.
Okay. You don't smell what the Scorpion King is cooking?
What the Scorpion King is stinging. If they make it interesting, ancient worldly and more than just, I don't know. I'm a sucker for ancient world shit, like Lost Worlds and Lost Realms. So then maybe, but I don't know. Okay. Scorpion King.
All right. And finally, a little bit of weird news. So the Michael B. Jordan Tom Clancy thriller Without Remorse has been removed from the theatrical release schedule. The speculation is this may go directly to a streaming service like Amazon.
I mean, I like him, so I can't remember. What was that one about?
So this Without Remorse is basically like a prequel to the Tom Clancy, Jack Ryan stuff, right?
Ooh, sorry, yeah, sneezing.
Go ahead. I mean, if you want to say it's a sneeze, that's fine. I think we all know the truth.
Sorry, man. But, free drugs right there. Sneezes are great.
All right. So we have some trailers, although not many.
Yeah, this week is very light. First one I added to my list of stuff I'll be watching, We Are Champions.
We are the champions.
We are the champions.
We are the champions.
This looks...
Cheese rolling.
Cheese rolling, hot pepper
jalapeno
eating.
Jalapeno pepper eating, yeah. Dog dancing.
Dog dancing, yo-yos.
Fantasy hairstyle.
I don't understand that, but okay. This all looks crazy to me, and I'm in. I think you can watch it now, right?
Narrated by Dwight from The Office, right?
Pretty sure. Maybe.
At least he did the voiceover on the trailer.
I don't know. I'm ready for this. This is free and it's here. And it's if it's not here, it's here by Turkey Day, I believe.
12 Dates of Christmas?
No, I have. Whew, yes, this is here right. Today. We are the champions. 12 Dates of Christmas. I have no interest in a... hold on. I had the analogy before. I was going to write it down and I didn't. What was the...
Hallmark movie meets The Bachelor?
But yeah, but it meets... what was the island back in the day? The Fox show.
Oh, Love Island. Love Island.
No, it was like Temptation Island. Yes.
Temptation Island.
Yeah. This is like Temptation Holiday Hallmark. You're with your current person and we're going to bring an ex person around.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird, man.
Also, it looks like it's like everybody on the show might be bi. Like you don't know if the guys are going to end up with the guys, the girls, or you know, vice versa and so forth. Interesting.
Yeah, and when is
Thanksgiving Day? Perfect.
Perfect for the family and you with to family, watch to yeah, who does what.
On HBO Max.
I think they get to meet each other's families too afterwards. So
yeah. And the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reunion show coming to HBO Max.
I didn't want anything to do with this until I saw this trailer.
Yeah, I watched the trailer and I was like, oh yeah, that was.
I was like semi-crying halfway through because when he was telling the shit about Uncle Phil. About the acting part, I was like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah. All right.
So, yep. I'm in there for that.
That's coming to HBO Max as well. We have some movies that you can watch at home coming up. So we have Let Them All Talk coming to HBO Max in December. This has Meryl Streep and Candace Bergen and Diane West and
a dude.
Yeah, like
I mean, it's got excellent acting chops, but the whole story just seemed, or the trailer just seemed really spastic.
Yeah, I didn't want to watch it. It didn't make me want to see it.
She's an author, and she screwed some people over, a family or friends. Yeah. Or, I don't know. I was confused.
Her friends that she based characters on in her book, and
Wow, you got more than me, brother.
Yeah. Super Intelligence with Melissa McCarthy.
And what's his voice?
The voice of James Corden.
James Corden. I meant to try to say that.
Gordon?
Yeah, him too. Gordon. With a C.
Got it.
He's the super intelligence that's basically talking to her, and she has to prove to it that we're good people.
Yes.
I wanted to like this in the beginning, but by the end, I was just kind of like, eh, I don't know.
It's just a dumb movie.
It just feels like, really dumb. It's more like a love story. Because then it's like she's getting back with her ex-boyfriend, and then the James robot AI is like, oh, people are complicated.
Dumb.
Yeah, dumb.
Yeah, well, all right.
The next one, I got nothing.
Canvas is, it looks like a Pixar movie type on coming to Netflix. But there wasn't much in the trailer to really grasp onto.
It's like
so I don't have any real thoughts on this one either.
Daughter kisses her father or grandfather who's in a wheelchair, and they're in an old house.
He goes to a painting and he turns it into a light bulb.
Yeah, it glows. Yes,
you might even say it glows.
This next one.
Wild movies coming to theaters. Woof. We've reached the point in. They're just going to put any shit out into whatever because they have nothing else, right?
This Wild Mountain.
These are two movies that exist. Like, one, I couldn't believe these two movies exist, and they're contemplating theatrical releases. Let's talk about Wild Mountain Time.
It's not that they exist. It's how off they are, right?
Awful.
Wild Mountain Thyme is like the, like you have...
Oh, sure, and begorra, oh, my blimey. Oh,
whale oil be fucked.
The Blarney Stone.
I mean, they're
whale oil be fucked.
The worst Irish accents ever, and...
Okay, let's do it as Christopher Walken. Ready? Okay. Beef hook.
Yeah, you can't do it. It's not, doesn't work that way, no. As Christopher Walken. I really like her, and I can't remember who it is. Hook. Who's the her in this? Oh, Emily Blunt.
Emily Blunt, Quiet Place Girl.
I love her. But I just, this is, everybody's accents are so bad.
Oh, she's all with the red hair. Oh, sure.
Yeah, it's like, apparently, it's like Superman's comb-over and glasses. I can't notice him.
Jesus. Yeah, this looks terrible. And this is by, like, an Irish dude. Irish dude wrote, directed it based on his play. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah. How about the one that you tagged as 1988 called and they want their movie back?
What's that a reference to? Do you know?
No, but I know when you say it, I'm going to kick myself.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yes.
I would have also taken Space Jam, although that was the 90s.
No, but, you're right, because I definitely got a Who Framed Roger Rabbit vibe when I was watching this trailer.
So this is Tom and Jerry, and this is a movie with actors in it. Chloe Grace Moretz and, Rob Delaney and what's his name from What Had Happened Was from Ant-Man. These are serious people in this film, but it looks dumb.
Yeah, it's like cartoons, Tom and Jerry, and a circus painted
on live action.
No, this is no good. I'm no fan of this.
I could not believe, one, when I heard that a trailer for a Tom and Jerry movie came out, and I really knew nothing about it. Also, that these actors were in the cast for it, and also, it looks dumb. Like,
it looks fucking bad.
When I say that this movie is a throwback, it's a throwback. Like, it's literally the Tom and Jerry cartoons from like the 60s or whenever they made them.
Miss Chloe Moretz or whatever she's like trying to get the cat to get the mouse.
Yeah, she's she's clearly acting to like a tennis ball.
Yeah, right. It's so fucking.
That's like just rolling around on a string.
Right.
This is the Itchy and Scratchy Show.
No, the Itchy and Scratchy Show would be better. I'm pouring more Martell and Mordew right now because this is so sad.
Yeah. Do yourself a favor. Find these two trailers and mock them. Share them with your friends.
Yes.
Okay. So this last part is always fun. So this is our spoiler-free reviews of what we've seen, read, or played recently. You have been up to a lot more than I have, I guess.
But
talk to me.
All right. I'm continuing Fargo Season 4. I love it now.
I need to catch up.
You do, because we need to talk about it in like 10 weeks when you're done. But... amazing. I now am considering going back and watching the other three seasons because
it's so good. It's just so well done, just across the board. Good. Fargo is.
I hoped
that if this season is anywhere near as good.
Well, then I'm ready because I'm going to go back because I'm almost to the end of the internet. I started Discovery Season 3. I watched the first episode and they fucking went there.
It's funny because what they're doing in this season, I remember thinking, like, I thought they were going to do that back in season one, basically. Like, I thought that that was where they were going to go, and they're just now doing it, so.
No, I'm intrigued, definitely, with the incident and the burn, and spoiler-free, so I'll keep it there. The Great, I finished that. I'm removing it now from my list, so I stopped talking about it, but huzzah. I need to have another season right now. I love her. I love him. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. The show is phenomenal. I got to really listen to you more.
The other actors in the cast, too. Like, it's not just...
Everybody is great in it.
The main people.
The aunt. All the ancillary people of the court.
Everybody in the...
Leo.
Yeah. everybody is great. So great in it.
Mando season 2 episode whatever. Amazing. Yeah, Mando,
dude.
I can't, no, spoiler free.
So
people we know.
If you're a Clone Wars or Rebels fan, you must be so happy, right?
Yeah, and I wasn't either, but I'm a person fan, so.
Oh, you're a person fan.
So, you know what I mean? Like, there were people in this episode. Yeah, so.
Of a person. Yes,
I'm a fan. So, yeah, so then the other stuff is
fracking. You're just fracking happy,
scandalous,
right?
Scandalous, the untold story of the National Enquirer. This is something yesterday I was flipping around. Yeah, on the HBO Max. It is an hour and 40 minutes of glory. We did the trailer. You might not have been here, or you were, because you post the trailer. So you saw this, I think, but.
I mean, I guess I was, right?
Hour and 40 minutes of awesome unease and confusion at the story of the National Enquirer is awesome. Perfect for time, you know?
Okay.
I was looking up other docuseries. And
what was that on, Scandalous?
HBO Max, or HBO.
Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm. Then this next one is also on HBO, and that is Murder on Middle Beach, I think it's called.
Okay.
This dude is, but he was 19 or 20 in 2010, and his mother was brutally killed. And over the last 10 years, he's been making a documentary. Well, it started 3 years after his mother was murdered. And his parents were going through a horrible divorce. His father owed his mother $500,000, but there's also other like shady shit. They kind of lead you to believe it might be the father, then they pull back and say, but look, all this other shit was going on. And I'm only at the end of episode one, and there's four or six episodes coming out.
Okay.
So this is, I mean, it's a young dude's pain going through what can't even be described. You know what I mean? So, that just came out a couple days ago, so that'll be weekly soon. And then, right before the cast, I had a couple hours. Actually, I had time to take a nap as well in here.
Okay, and you took a nap, and then you watched a show, and then went to sleep again, because...
I actually really kind of liked it. I watched the first three episodes of Truth Seekers. It's dumb and British, but I've had a lot of fun.
And this is Nick Frost and Simon Pegg, right?
Yeah, it's more Nick Frost. Some other young gentleman, Elton John. That's his name in the show. But it's fun. It's slower because it is a bit of British humor, but it's like, it's not just them hunting ghosts or whatever. It's the trailers do not do it justice.
Okay.
There's
actually more truth to be sought.
Yeah. I mean, they're basically cable repairmen or Wi-Fi repair guys. So they're like doing other stuff, and it's
like repairing Wi-Fi and busting ghosts.
It's very early couple seasons of Ghost Hunters where they were like Roto-Rooter guys and whatever. But it's
yes, we will fix your pipes. Also,
you have a ghost.
Did you hear that?
No, but this is. Did you hear this that? This is. Did you hear it's that? Worth it, Lobster. Give it.
It just got really cold in this pipe.
Give it two or three episodes. I promise you'll like it.
Yeah. I keep forgetting about it being on Amazon Prime.
I didn't want to like it. And by halfway through the first one, because I wanted something quick to watch while I was eating, I was smiling and laughing. So
okay, good.
What about you?
All right, I have not watched as much things.
Time filler
stuff. Yeah, I just with work and life and everything, and like my fun thing I watched this week was Palm Springs. So, but I did watch The Mandalorian, the most recent episode. I did watch the most recent episode of The Great British Baking Show. We have been watching Supermarket Sweep with Leslie Jones. Love her. And we caught up this week. Our show that we caught up on was The Good Place. The Good Place, season 4, dropped on Netflix. Highly recommend this show.
Didn't this just come out recently?
Yeah, so it's 4 seasons. That's all they did. They only did 4 seasons. They chose to end at 4. And it's really good. It's funny and sweet and kind of hilarious.
Nice.
you I think would enjoy.
Well, when I get closer to the end of the internet, I will add that to my list.
Right. Yeah, it'll be there waiting for you at the end of the internet.
Nice.
Also, I got some knowledge today that was upsetting. So, as you know, I am a patron of a local comic shop, an LCS. Yes. They posted on Facebook that they are in the process of selling their store. They expect to be done with that by the end of the month. Not clear whether it will go to a new owner who will keep it open, if it will close, or what that will look like. So that's a big bummer.
That's a kick to the dick. I really hope for you and everyone around your area that someone else buys it, even if they downsize or maybe.
Yeah.
Are they selling the store and the business?
Right.
Are they?
So the business has two locations. They have one that I go to and another location about an hour away. Mm. So I'm wondering if they're closing. My impression is this is kind of the satellite location to their main location.
Well, then maybe you go once a month to pick up comics.
Drive an hour one way to the other.
Yeah, I'm just
location.
You know, get lunch on the way, make a Saturday afternoon of it.
So again, I'm hoping that my guy Dale, that I buy my comics from, gets to keep his job and they keep that location open, because it's really the only comic shop in this part of the state.
That sucks.
I live in New Jersey, which is a relatively small state, so it's really the only comic shop in this part of the state. Now, New Jersey has a rich comic book history, as you know. Of course, we're the home to Jay and Silent Bob's Secret Stash, which I believe is in Red Bank. So we'd like to keep this shop open. I have been going throughout the pandemic to pick up my books, although it was tough because they stopped publishing them for a while. But now they're kind of back, and I've been going, I would say almost every week to pick up a few titles. So I was just there last week.
I should go patronize a couple places around here.
You know, it's one of those things where, I've got stacks and stacks that I haven't even read yet, but if it's a title that I'm interested in, I'll go and pick it up anyway, and I'll get to it eventually.
Yeah, exactly. The world may end. You might need these.
Yeah. You know? So, again, I like to go and offer them my, $10 or $12 per visit that I spend. Not a lot,
Sounds like me at strip clubs.
Listen, you can buy a lot more for $10 or $12. You get three comic books, but... Awkward. Okay, so that is my story.
Next time, Legends Podcast. The Cronovember countdown reaches zero with our 500th episode when we discuss Terminator Dark Fate.
Whoa.
And yes, we should.
There's a lot in that sentence.
I know. I think I did well, though. You wrote lots of words. Yes. And I think if the stars align, Wing will be back for the 500th episode of his own podcast.
Yeah, he had a health thing. He lost his voice due to not the COVID. At least that's what he told us. But another health, flu or something, strep throat or something. So he's fine. He's alive. He just couldn't talk.
Oh, and I realized I forgot to turn my heat off this whole cast. So great for background noise. Have a comment, question, recommendation? Email us, legendspodcasts@gmail.com, with an extra S for springs.
Or if you're beef, swamp ass.
Sometimes. This has been episode 499 of Legends Podcast.
499?
499.
Nine. For one low price of $4.99.
Of Legends Podcast.
Next week, we're 500.
Next week, we are at the milestone that very few people get at. And that's just because there have always been at least like 20 people listening. So thank you, at least you 20 people and many more. But 500 is knocking at our door.
And I gotta say, guys, if you are a listener,
send a letter in. Yeah, please.
Like, you just send us, hey, congrats, or hey, listened or hey
beef, you're
so
stupid.
Legends Podcasts at gmail.com.
Legends Podcast.
We have a Twitter, we have a Facebook. Hit us up. Let us know you're out there and listening, and that we're not just shouting into the void.
I mean, someone's downloading. Those could all be bots. But either way, thank you for listening. Drop us an email, a face page, text, Twitter, majigger, or
and
whatever.
I know Warner Brothers is listening, man. They better be.
Hell yeah. You do all these good ideas. Mm-hmm. I'm Beef saying, we'll see you at 500.
499. I'm John L. Lobster saying, 499. 500 next week. What? Terminator.
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to leave us feedback, you can find us on Twitter and Facebook at Legends Podcast. You can also send us an email to legendspodcasts@gmail.com. That is podcast, plural. For all our contact information, as well as other shows, look to GunnaGeek.com. You can also visit legendspodcast.com, where you'll find our complete archives. The music heard on the show is Danger Storm by Kevin MacLeod and can be found at incomputech.com. The opinions on this podcast are those of each individual host and do not represent Legendstream Canada or Gunna Geek. No infringement is intended.